Good evening, everyone. This is April the 17th, 2024, and this is your Creator Call. I'm Tom, your founder and co-host. We have Lois with us tonight, and we'd like to get all our calls started with, I'll do the grounding part of it quietly for, and Lois will do the gratitudes. And take it away, Lois.
Let's begin our call with a glass of water and take a few swallows. And for the session, you will have your eyes closed, so you should not be operating a vehicle, no TV, no distractions. Be in a nice, quiet, relaxing location, sitting or lying down, whichever is more comfortable for you. And with your eyes closed, take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space, and let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Tom, I turn the call back to you.
Thank you, Lois. Most appreciated. Well, we have some very interesting news for you tonight. You know, we, at the peak of our growth, we had over 10,000 members in our organization. And that was members, actually. And you had a handful right here tonight. I'm blessed you are, and thank you for being here. We've been on a long journey together. It's been, well, it'll be 20 years this fall that we've been a club, and I started my journey about a year before the club was formed. So it's about close to 21 years that I've been on this pathway, trying to unravel what is the purpose here. We certainly found the frauds in banking and in government and drug industries, and on and on it goes. And we've revealed those over the years to those who had a listening ear and open heart. But we were very early in our awakening ourselves. And we had aspirations in thinking that the pathway to success was through retrieving the money stolen from us. And that certainly makes logical sense, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we were too early in the game to realize that this whole planet was controlled by darkness. It was actually manifested by darkness. This would be years and years later before we discovered this. And as such, if you're the controlling aspect, are you going to let humanity win? If your goal is to do harm and induce, deal out death, destruction, pain, suffering, struggle? No, they're not going to give you what you want. They're not going to give us free energy. We're going to struggle for it. We're going to dig energies out of the ground, dig into Mother Earth, and take her energies and use them to produce heat and electricity, etc. So we've been tricked. I was, you were. Everybody on the planet has been. In fact, for 13,000 years, we've all been tricked and fooled. We didn't understand that this planet was not this planet, this paradigm, and this essence we find ourselves in was not Creator's plan at all. There have been many paradigms that preceded this one, 199 to be precise, all manifested, created by Creator, the most pure light and love one could imagine. And everything came quite easily. When you're a light being, you have the abilities to manifest what you desired. Just think it and it can happen. But that was a little too easy, wasn't it? Because it didn't give us any stimulus to explore, do better, push beyond. And after 199 rounds, growing some, each paradigm, the Creator wondered, well, what more could we do? We tried all sorts of different things, and we're really not getting that kind of growth that we would like. So like many of us, when we're lost on our travels and we've been turning right all the time, turning right, trying to get back to the main road, well, let's try left. Let's try the opposite. And Creator did so as well. Well, by that thought and being Creator, everything that Creator thinks manifests. What's the opposite of what we've been doing, or the opposite of Creator, more precisely, is what came forward in an instant. Had never Creator nor any of us had ever experienced or known darkness. It was just something new. It was like, what is this? So let's observe it. It could have been extinguished in that same moment, but well, let's learn something from this. And it developed. And it created on the basis, it took the concept of the previous paradigm and just simply took control of that and infused itself in every aspect of it, making it dark, controlling everything in a dark way. So instead of thinking something and it manifests, no, we have to struggle. But we hadn't yet been infused into the paradigm yet. And as light beings, which we all were prior to this adventure, light beings had never seen darkness either. So the challenge with the dark was, how do you induce light beings into a dark environment? This seems kind of strange and dear, you know, weird. So with a twirling of the mustache, so to speak, a lie was told that we have a process by which you can come to and you will enhance your life beyond your wildest dreams or something to that effect. And being the naive ones, being never have been conned, lied to, or experienced any form of darkness, some came forward and bought the lie, and indeed they went through a process and they were downgraded from light being status down to a carbon-bodied being such as we have today. Many chose not to come forward, and today we call them the Agarthans. They stayed in their light form and they entered inner Earth and have been there for the duration at what we would think of as a five-dimensional essence. So now the Dark Ones had their captives, someone to play with, someone to manipulate. Now, it's hard to imagine evil at the depths that Lois and I have discovered over these last 7 years once I discovered that darkness exists. Just not they're bad people. How come people keep doing bad things? It's because they're infused with darkness. Comes in energies, entities, essences, and untold numbers of different types and untold numbers in quantity beyond our imagination. Quantities, when we learn new words like centillion, a one with 600 zeros, it's a big number. And take that times itself with times itself 10 times or 40 times, and you're starting to approach how many of these there are. More than there are grains of sands on the planet, or atoms in the universe. So that's what we've been up against as a society for 13,000 years. Well, it got along, the game was allowed to go along so far, and thinking, well, it'll correct itself, again, never having experienced darkness, had no idea how tenacious darkness is to sustain and maintain control. So it was thought, well, if we just observe, things will settle out and light will prevail. Light always being stronger than darkness. Well, that went on, and then the change didn't occur. In fact, 2,000 plus years ago, Creator sent a visitor who we knew as Jesus on his first trip, thinking bringing light to a dark planet would be the solution. But when Jesus got here on his first trip, the one we don't know about, no one listened to light and love. This was Caesar's rule in the hand, the hard grip and might of power. So Jesus returned and came again, this time with two of his friends, two very powerful light beings, Ashtar and Saint Germain, combined with himself in one body, their spirits, and each had specific gifts. But additively, they could do things like walk on water, manifest much from few, heal the sick, speak eloquently. And so that combined person got attention. We'd never seen anything like this before, so he gained followers and shared light and love. But again, the dark hand that was influencing the Caesar and the groups, the followers of he, his minions, made quick work and snuffed out that life. So we, being Creator at the time, and those he may have, I shouldn't say he, Creator is not a he nor a she, Creator is Creator. allowed the game to continue on. But then we saw wars and more destruction and horrible things happening. Prater, though, has an interesting limitation, if you want to call it that. Prater is the purest light and love and creates. That's what Prater is and does. Creates with love and light. Does not see darkness. You and I can see the effects of darkness very simply, right? Every day we see things happen, from a stub toe to wars or political nonsense or jabs trying to kill us. And on and on it goes. Banking foreclosures, illegal taxes, and on it goes. There's a whole list of things we observe every day that is truly despicable. And we see our bodies aging every day, getting older and struggling with diseases and ailments of sorts. But Creator does not see that. Again, looking through the eyes of Creator, I imagine, would be seeing just everything as pure light and love. That is what Creator is. But those who have ventured here and returned, such as Saint Germain and Nashtar, for example, appraise Creator of the horrors that have happened or been happening over time. And when it came to World War II and the atomic bomb, it became apparent that we are on the verge of blowing up the entire planet. Now, Creator could have extinguished the entire paradigm, but that would mean the good and the bad would go together, and that would be harm. Creator would never bring harm. So a new solution was hatched, and what was decided was we need to extinguish the darkness. Just bringing light, like bringing a candle into a hurricane, just isn't going to do it. So we need to find a way to extinguish darkness, and so I was gifted with certain abilities that on my journey here, and Lois as well. In fact, we all been gifted. We all have certain gifts, but ours were particular to extinguishing the darkness. The dark saw the plan and having control of everything, put blockers and all kinds of limitations on myself, as well as they have done for all of humanity. In fact, when 99% of the beings coming incarnated into this game, this paradigm of duality, dark and light together, the spiritual hearts were stripped away. Because if you have a spiritual heart, as some of in our club do have, you're more prone to be able to trust your heart and discern. This just doesn't feel right, or this does feel right, and you have that ability. Without a spiritual heart, you're running primarily from ego. Ego doesn't have a conscience. It just says, hey, if it feels good, do it. And it doesn't have a conscience such as doing evil things. It just says, well, it works for me. So we have a planet of 1% that have spiritual hearts, made it through with spiritual hearts, and 99% that don't. So the 99 are very easy to control, and that's why they strip their hearts. Now, in recent times, Creator has provided for everyone an etheric heart to replace the missing spiritual heart. But it takes an individual to actually discover it and engage with their new heart. And that, we're finding, has been very challenging. So 7 years ago, I finally discovered that there is a reason that people do bad things. It's not that they're born bad or that they are bad at all. There are no bad people. They're simply these nasties we talked about that are infused in, on, or around them, remotely, in all different ways, that manipulate them, manipulate their brain, manipulate their, or block their heart access, block their conscience, infuse negative thoughts in them. And when someone gets so far into the dark, such as 80%, they own them. They actually run a black rod from their brain right down to their stems, or their spine rather, to their tailbone, their sacral, and they go 100% dark. We see examples of that with a Hillary or an Obama or Michelle, Trudeau, Newsom, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Warburgs, the whole European Union group, the WEF, and so forth. So these folks are totally consumed by darkness and manipulated by the darkness to do the dark's work. Since they're invisible themselves, these nasties, they can only do their work by manipulating someone to do it for them, such as an individual. And they'll promise them wealth and power. As their goal, and they have achieved that in many cases and done great harm upon humanity. And that's the goal of darkness, to create harm and pain and suffering and struggle. The mission of our club originally was to reclaim the money stolen from us illegally from a corrupt banking system that never loaned us any of their own money. They just invented it. But money is a tool that never existed in any other paradigm. It's a creation of darkness. And it's the central point of all transactions, is it not? You can't live very long without money on this planet, can you? And they may put themselves in charge of it. Anyone who isn't one of them tries to claim it will be treated rather harshly, put out of business, thrown in prison, or killed. And each of those was tried on our club and myself. So we found out the hard way after years that going after them is a bit of a challenge. In fact, they also control the courts and the laws and the government. So who's your friend? Who's going to help you? And there, amongst this, there's those who are like our Trump, political person who's right now being persecuted in the courts. And he'll survive. And in the past, we've had folks like Reagan, JFK, Lincoln are examples of folks who wanted to bring forth the truth and light. And they've been treated rather harshly. Each of those was killed, actually. Even Reagan was killed. They cloned him. That's who we saw come back, but that was not the real Reagan. So this monster that was created is a very formidable force, and the numbers are incredibly large. So to discover them takes our pineal, our third eye, to find them. We can visualize them and to a degree if we choose, but they're pretty ugly, so we just know their presence is there. And they have all kinds of ways to hide, all kinds of ways to defend themselves. They have attackers. And we've all been hit by ailments, diseases, accidents, rude behavior. These are all elements of darkness bludgeoning us one way or another. And Lois, myself, and all of us sat here, Deb, all of us at the club, and all of you have had your share, or more than your share, of distress. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial. And the cleverness of darkness also made sure they put layers and layers and layers of darkness between us and Creator. So we've never had in our lifetimes, or in 13,000 years, no one has until I had a breakthrough here some time back. No one has had access to Creator. In prior paradigms, everyone had access to Creator 24/7. So to make sense of this world, we had to kind of invent this thing we call God. There must be a creator, and we'll just call this God, or by whatever name in different parts of the world. But we made it up. It's not the real deal. And there's no power there. You can pray it all day to it, but it won't be able to return any gifts. And we have different variations. Well, my God's better than yours. And always different religions pop up. They all had, I'm sure, one intent, good intentions, but some became very aggressive and ugly and dominating. This is the way and no other way. Others were loving and forgiving. But they all were still pointing at a fiction. Not to fault them. Who knew? And the dark were pulling our, jerking our chains, pulling our strings throughout the whole process, getting a good chuckle out of how we have been misled. In fact, since birth, about 95% of everything we've been taught is just not true. For those who've been with the club for a while and been following, have raised that number quite a bit. It was only just a couple of years ago, I believe now, that I was able to drill a hole through all these layers of darkness, so to speak, a portal, and connect finally to Creator. And start to understand further what my real mission here is. And the mission of the club has been altered significantly over the years. So rather than chasing the money, which is a futile adventure, the idea was to eliminate and remove darkness. And since we could find them, then I was given the tools, or came with some tools, to remove them. And we've been at that for 7 years. Lois is very good at finding certain things, as I am, and together we mesh, and then I have the gifts to, originally with Creator, to take them out. And I'm going to take a moment here and switch my headset here. So give me a moment. Okay, so let's continue. And here's an example of darkness at work. They like to interrupt our communications as much as they can, and their latest game is to mess with my headset, so it's been cleaned up, but then they always have ways to return and send more. Again, their numbers are pretty much unlimited. But through these 7 years, we've been able to knock out 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%, 95%, and we're up around 99% right now of all the darkness, which is a behemoth of a job, and we've taken out big chunks. Sometimes they're small bites, sometimes they're big bites, and then sometimes we've taken out, like their motherboard that everything was plugged into, or at least the majority of it was, but then we found out there are rogues that can regenerate and create their own. Well, the way they survive is actually to take Creator's light, which is the source of everything, and through a generator, reverse light to darkness. And that's what feeds them. So if you take off their generator, their power source, they wither and die. And that's been our latest strategy here in the last few weeks. Rather than confront them toe-to-toe, that can be very painful. I'm attacked every day, one way or another, for years, and it's not fun. And you've been attacked in your own ways, and it's not fun. But a more elegant way is to just defuse them by taking out their power supply, and then they fade away over the course of usually a day or so. So we've learned. We've learned a whole lot along this journey. How to deal with them, and they mess with people often in their sleep, like it happens with me. So I'm awakened continually, but that gives me also an opportunity to find who did that and take them out. So that, you know, there's gains in that too. But the point is, the only way to win this game is to end darkness. You have the potential, let's just put it this way, to return to being a light being once again, or maybe for the first time for most of us. So not everybody who came here or is here today came in as a former light being. But you've been given either a spiritual heart, 1%, or the rest an etheric heart that you can join with. And as we approach and come to the end of darkness, which is very near, we'll be moving forward into what's called the interim paradigm. So even though we could clean up every speck of darkness in this paradigm, which would be very challenging to get every last little speck, we would still have all the memories of the hurt and the pain and the struggle and the suffering, and we wouldn't need half the jobs that are on the planet today. You wouldn't need police. You wouldn't need a military. You wouldn't even need a government. You certainly wouldn't need the IRS or CRA or the drug industry who dispenses poisons. And when you think about it, at least half, maybe more, of the jobs on this planet today are all about fighting darkness. Or the effects of darkness, or at least what we perceive as darkness, or whatever name one might give it. So that's not a very productive victory. So what Creator has done is created a new paradigm that we will be migrating to, not all, but most of us, that is devoid of any darkness from its creation, because that was created by a Creator with pure light and love. And in that mode, you'll have no memory. Once that transition occurs, you'll have no memory of this life, because if you did, those thoughts could indeed stir up all kinds of negative thoughts and energies, and that would not be useful, would it? We're trying to, or the goal here is to leave all that behind. So the only thing we're going to take out of this journey, out of this lifetime, is the lessons you've learned by overcoming challenges, one after another after another. Your whole life's been a series of challenges. In the new world, there is no such thing as work. You don't have to work for a living. You don't have to earn this money, this dark tool, to buy things that other people had to work and sweat to provide for you. You'll be able to manifest your needs, or either through a device or your own abilities in some cases. This is just an interim step. This is not a full light being. You still need to consume food, and that can be manifested, and drink. But you'll be at peace. There will be no darkness, no evil, no aging, no pain, no suffering, no struggle, no ailments. That's a huge first step, is it not? And that's just the first step. And I would estimate somewhere around 90% of the populace will make it through that first step. And we'll find ourselves in a beautiful home, a vehicle, free energy, running both. So we'll take nothing from Mother Earth. We'll just enjoy her beauty. Enjoy the relationships with our friends and neighbors. Many of the people you know today in your life will be there with you, but with a new backstory. Meaning you'll have no recollection of them as a friend or a loved one, whatever. But they will be in this new life with you in a similar manner, meaning a strong relationship. But you'll have a different backstory, I mean how you got here in your history, because we can't use your current one because that's riddled with darkness. And pleasure and victory as well, but that has to be erased. So the only advantage here, the only thing you're going to take with you, are the lessons you've learned by overcoming the obstacles that you have. In kicking away all the lies, or one by one, that you've been fed, and replacing it with truth. And that's what the purpose of the club has been for, well, its duration. Replacing lies with truth. And sometimes we missed. All of us did. And we went down the wrong road. Well, this felt good, but maybe that was ego talking. And that didn't work out. Try that. That didn't work out. Well, this did, because it was more heart-centered. And that's what the six-step process that Greater had provided us for the elite members is all about. Removing the ego, removing traumas and so forth, reconnecting to your higher self and so on. And those who have taken that path will find themselves as the premier leaders in the new world. They've come the furthest in their awakening, and they'll have learned the most lessons. And so they'll be the teachers and the ones looked up to. And there'll be those following, and that's fine, they can learn as well. So it's still going to be a kind of a school, but a fun one. Now, at the end of the interim game, we will go through another step, the ascension plan, where we move back into a limited light being in yet another paradigm, where then we can, from our own minds, manifest not to the full degree of a full light being, but another big step forward. But that's a very limited group that will go forward. As I said, I estimate 90% will make the first cut, so to speak. It's like any school. You have folks who drop out, flunk out, just barely get by, and those who excel. If you're on this call listening, I suspect you're one who is excelling. And those who have evolved to the elite program definitely have excelled and are seeking truth. So, like any school, what did you learn? When you left college, you left high school, probably sold all your textbooks or returned them, whatever. So it's what's in your mind, what do you remember? What did you learn that you carry forward that's important? Now, granted, what we were taught mostly was nonsense, but life teaches us what you've learned from the club, for example, or other sources of truth. That you will carry over. You won't remember how you knew these things or how you acquired this wisdom, but you will have it. Now, for 7 years and over 38,000 sessions of cleansing, of eliminating chunks of darkness, sometimes it's on it for an individual like yourselves. Sometimes it's huge, taking out a big chunk of the foundation of darkness. There are many, many, like any building, you build it on a foundation. And that's how this was constructed. Well, first you have to find these pieces. And it took years to wade through and go through all their attackers and get rid of them so you could finally climb the mountain to find out what is the next step, what's making this all happen, what's behind all this. And in recent weeks, we found some huge, huge breakthroughs. Yesterday, we found a cesspool. It was right at the very beginning of this creation, of this manifestation, of this paradigm we're in, of the most evil you could imagine. And that was taken out. And before that, we'll look at your newsletters and you'll see all the things we've been doing. Today was no exception. Today was a topper. And each day it seems we do something that tops the day before, which seems impossible, but this is how things are progressing. So today there was discovered, in the early afternoon, a core of darkness. And this core was sustaining all remaining residual darkness on the planet, or throughout the paradigm, actually, and beyond, throughout everything. When core was taken out, then hours later, the biggest thing we have seen and done to date in 7 years and over 38,000 sessions was discovered. When Creator had that thought, well, what's the opposite of what we've been doing? Or, I'm saying this said another way, what would be the opposite of Creator? And there are no words. Nothing in language would provide a word other than I just had to make up something. So I said the anti-creator. Just like we heard the Antichrist, well, here's the anti-creator. It was the exact opposite of Creator. And it, too, was taken out. And it's now up to 80%. It's fading away. It's down to 80% gone. Frank, give me a moment here. Okay. And there was another blocker stopping. This is kind of a regular thing here when we find something large that is being taken out, they throw every kind of defender in the way to keep this from progressing. So you have to stay with it constantly, and I do that just as I did now here, to keep it moving forward, to end the last of darkness. So I believe this is the last piece. We will see. And as such, then we'll need time to process and assimilate. And our journey would begin, leaving behind all memories of this life, all the successes, all the failures, but we'll retain the lessons. And put an end to darkness forever. Creator promises there never ever will be darkness again. So this has been one tough battle. It was David against centillions of Goliaths, and then centillions of those, and on it goes. But like any project, it starts with that first step. We did that 7 years ago. We took out our first piece of darkness. And boy, we paid the price through pain, struggle. Horrible things happened to our club, to myself, my wife, my kids, just as has happened to you. Each has our own story. And Lois and all of us, Debbie, all of us have gone through our tribulations. But that is also the greatest opportunity to learn lessons you will ever have again. Because those challenges forced you to find solutions, forced you to survive, forced you to look for a way out. Not just avoid and run away, but what was the lesson? What did I learn from that? Because those were teachers, those lessons. Yes, they were hard kicks, but they were lessons. And if you see them that way and learn, wow, that pushed me over here into this pathway, and that changed my whole life. I moved in a new direction because of that. And time again, every time. In fact, if you did learn your lesson, you got repeated, didn't it? Someone else, perhaps, but similar situation would happen again and again until you finally said, wait a minute, you know, I got to quit running from this. I have to learn what it is that I'm to learn from this teacher or these teachers. And that's where the growth comes in. And that's how you advance in the school of light and dark. So, you are the first on the planet to understand that what is set in motion now is the last piece, I do believe, of darkness. If there's anything else to be done, we'll find it and take care of it. So your future is what you decide. And I'm not saying you folks, but there are folks out there still blaming, pointing the finger, or have been consumed by darkness, and they're not going to make the transition, are they? They're still blaming. They're not understanding the game of and learning the lessons they needed to do. But Creator has been very generous in allowing, I think, upwards of 90% to make this next step. However, in that role, to make the final step, or the one into a limited light being, only a small percent will make it. So it'll seem like a vacation, but it's also a time of learning. So if you use that time well and find your hearts and connect to them and function from them, continue to grow, you too will be in that graduating group. Our elite members are definitely, at least a very high percent of them, are going to be in that leading group, for sure. But there's billions on the planet, but they're awakening in their own way. They've never heard of the club or never heard of any of this. but they too will awaken, who are finding their hearts and function from their heart. Your heart, see, never lies. Your heart will always provide you the truth. The ego, yeah, not so much. Right? It doesn't care if it's true or not. It just wants to feel good and feel and be empowered and feel like it's running the show. If you look at the annals of history, the most heinous beings on the planet, as we perceived them, had very strong egos up to level 7. Where they killed, slaughtered, and did all sorts of things. When you're down at level 1, which is the best you can do with, unless you've been blessed with the Creator's gift, you'll be a Trump, for example, or a Melania, who are functioning at level 1. The level 0 would be the optimal, and that 6-step process, of course, provides that for you as part of the cleanup. Then you're functioning from your heart. It's not to say you can still stub your toe or, you know, befallen a few ugly things and have some negative thoughts. Okay, doesn't mean you are or bad or anything of the kind. It just means that's just part of life and duality. And that too is a lesson. Well, learn to step around that bedpost or whatever it is. Again, it's a lesson to be learned. So, I'm honored that you're here tonight to hear the messages. I'm honored that I can provide them for you. With Creator's blessings, Lois's help, and Debbie in the background doing her part, and all of our wonderful members who over the years have supported us so we could be here to share this news and do the job we came to do. And many of those are on this call now. And it's sad that so many have come and gone and missed the real lesson. Recently I watched the movie Titanic, done in 1997, and I can't remember the fellow's name. He actually wrote it, directed it, and produced it. He was a busy fellow. He also was of the light and had a spiritual heart. Now, we know the real story of Titanic. We've told it for years, you know, what its real purpose is and why it was run into an iceberg. But this was a romanticized version, and it was very educational, too, and very extraordinarily detailed and very graphic and realistic. But it had a lot of lessons in it. We saw what happens when a ship is sinking and there's not enough lifeboats. How do you decide who gets on the boat? And you find the true character of people at that point, don't you? We found a love story. We saw Rose, who was to be married into wealth that she despised, and found a poor fellow who was there, he could sketch well, but he was in third class, just won a free ticket on the Titanic, and they met in some unusual ways, and she was about to do a suicide, and he saved her. And a romance followed. The folks who were there salvaging, at the start of the movie, salvaging the ship and deep in the Atlantic, which those are actual photos, by the way, of the Atlantic, of the Titanic. Their goal was to retrieve this valuable diamond that they'd heard about. Is worth more than any other on the planet. So they had a financial objective. But then the lady came forward, now 100 years old, who was Rose at the time, and she told the story, and it was graphically portrayed for us. And at the end of the story, he said, "I really missed the point of why, what this was all about." He said, "I thought it was all about the treasure." But then he found all the beautiful lessons in the love story that evolved in the hypocrisy of wealth has done to some people, and the shipbuilder was on the boat, and like he said in the final days or final moments, "I should have built a better ship." But cruising the Atlantic, in that case it was an accident hitting the iceberg in the real world event, and that was the planned event to sink the ship, get the insurance money. And a rescue ship was supposed to be nearby, which failed to arrive in time. But that was done in 1997. Was that 26 years ago? No wokeness. Men were men, women were women. People had real feelings. So it was refreshing to go through it. And it was sad, of course, to see so many not be saved, but each in his own last days and last moments found a way to deal with their end. The musical orchestra folks continued to play right to the end. There was no place for them. There was no more lifeboats. So they stayed true to their talents. Others were deceitful and tried bribery and threats and all kinds of ways to survive. And some took their own lives. The captain went back to his quarters and stayed there and went down with the ship. And his cry of desperation. So each of us meets our end, so to speak, in different ways, but it's a time to reflect on then what was your life all about, if that was the end. In that case, the tragic end. But in our case, it's an upliftment. We're ending duality and uplifting ourselves beyond all the struggle, beyond all the pain and the suffering, returning to younger bodies, healed and vibrant at all levels. No traumas to remember, no false gods, none of that. So we are about to be uplifted, and it is my indeed pleasure to share with you briefly this, maybe the final call we'll do in this particular modality, we'll see. All right, well, let's return to Q&A mode here, and let's check in with Lois and get Lois's reflections on tonight. And the creator, by the way, during this call has been providing healing for each of you who've come forward here on this call tonight. And let's give a moment to thank Creator and Mother Earth for the blessings that we've been given, but in particular for Creator's gifts and the blessing he's bringing forward called our new interim paradigm. And let's check in with Lois. How was your session here tonight?
I feel very relaxed, very calm, very peaceful. Nice place to be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, well, let's open up the lines here. Well, they are open. Star 6 and the 1 key on the main line if you have a question, a comment, something to share. For the international folks, it would be star 2. So what are your thoughts tonight? What did you experience? What did you learn? Or a comment, a question? Reflecting again, I watched the Titanic movie over about 3 days. It's quite a long movie in segments, and I see a lot of reflections on, you know, duality. You have the wonderful, blissful moments. They have the tragic moments, and everybody dealt with each in a way, and either learned from it or succumbed to it. And if you haven't seen it, maybe take an opportunity and you might get some meaning from it as well, as I did. But it's amazing, the graphics, how incredible they were. This was in 1997 already. They were, in fact, they spent $200 million to make the movie. $200 million. That was, I think, the highest to date at that time, the largest ever spent on a movie. It engrossed $2.2 billion, so it made lots of money for a lot of people. Do you reflect, do you remember, maybe it's been some time since you saw the movie, Lois, but do you recall portions of it?
I do.
Yeah, what was your take on it? What was some of the messages that you pulled away from it?
One of the things that I remembered the most is the portrayal of the people in steerage or third class. They were happy. Where all of the people in first class were putting on airs to try and impress everyone else. Very stiff, very formal, and no smiles, no laughter. Almost like they were mannequins.
Yeah.
And no
money
life.
Was their, money was their ruler, not love or their hearts.
Yeah.
That's where Rose ran from. She said, she looked and saw this and was, her father apparently died and left them broke. And her mom wanted her to marry into wealth to care for herself and her daughter. And she finally got fed up with it. That's when she made a dash for the bow of the ship one night, and just, she couldn't stomach the fact that that would mean her life. The aristocracy and the snobbery. And that's when she met Jack. Incidentally, Jack, if you recall, in his character in the show, was born in Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
Yep.
And he remembered himself ice fishing one day and going through the ice and into the cold waters, which is why he was there to warn Rose, this is not a good ending. The icy waters of the North Atlantic, hypothermia comes on pretty quick. But he was willing to go after her if she did. Of course, they both would have drowned, but... So there was some other interesting moments. And she wound up with this diamond by accident through the whole movie, and at the end, she kept it all the years. And then finally just tossed it back into the ocean. Because it brings, sometimes wealth just brings nothing but pain. And she wanted to rid herself of those memories. What was your take on that final scene where she tossed the diamond back into the ocean?
It was a fitting ending. I didn't quite expect that to happen, but it really was a symbolic and a fitting ending to let it go kind of down like the ship did and just let it go. So
yeah.
Often we hold on and keep holding on and keep holding on to things that we don't need. They aren't taking us forward. And what we really need to do is to let it go.
Yeah, our entire lives on this planet has been chasing money.
Mm-hmm.
Get a job. You know, get an education, get a job. Work hard and, you know, you'll have a nice retirement or whatever your plan unfolded. But the end result is the same for everyone. You're dead. And all that you've acquired, whatever it is gone. And you'll never take it with you. Yet you have to have it to function, at least a certain amount, to function and survive in this world. So money became the new god. And in Creator's plan, remember this is created by darkness, the one we're in. In Creator's plan, all your needs are met. You don't need money. Or if you did, it would be provided. But if you can manifest things, why would you need money? And that's how it's always been. So money, unfortunately, is a tool of the dark, and it was a necessary tool, again, for our survival. But we all thought that would bring us happiness. And the Titanic showed us the folly of that and in its own way. And looking at our lives, we can see the folly of it too. Nothing wrong with a bigger home, a bigger car, and vacations. And I love those things myself. I don't have all of those things, but I've had moments of those, and they were very enjoyable. And in our new plan, a new paradigm, all is being provided for us. In the greater, more lessons you've learned, the higher your energy has evolved, you will be blessed with a better home, a better car, a better environment. So your work here, you'll be rewarded, just like in school. You know, you got those who excel, those who just get by. So how has your school been? I'm speaking out to everyone here. How have you spent your time? And you look around, you see a lot of folks, not folks on this call, but folks who are still blaming the IRS, blaming the government, blaming everything. And yes, they did all these things. There's no doubt about it. But is that moving you forward and upward to rise above all this? So that you're ready for the launch to our new homes, new environment, and then one beyond that, and another beyond that. Okay, well, it's kind of a quiet night here from our guests, but one more call out. star 6 and the 1 key on the main line if you have a comment, a question, anything you'd want to review. Star 2 for the international folks. Or we'll wrap it up. Again, my deepest appreciation for Creator for bringing forth this new wonderful gift for all of us who are ready to receive it. And thank you, Mother Earth, for your wonderful blessings providing us this beautiful, beautiful home, which we have not cared for as well as we should have. But we will in the future. And thank you, Lois. You have been a blessing in my life and for so many. And for all of our wonderful members, blessings to all of you who've been supporting us here, listening later on this call. We appreciate indeed all of you. And final thoughts from Lois.
Well, and thank you, Tom, for all that you have done.
And may you all be blessed. Good night.